This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Huron County 4-H members can explore holiday traditions from around the world during a Christmas-themed workshop on Sunday, November the 16th at 1 p.m. The event will take place at the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe. Participants will learn about the cultures of three countries while making other ornaments and preparing food that represents each nation. The workshop is open to enrollment and approved 4-H members age 5 and older, including youths with special needs, and is limited to the first 30 registrants. Attendees should bring a glue gun and some glue sticks for their ornament projects. Pre-registration is required by Friday, November the 7th, and can be done by calling the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949. And another local and regional news for today. The Huron County Planning Commission met on October the 1st in Bad Axe to discuss solar development limits and related community concerns. Commission members reviewed guidance from state universities and legislative materials, including Public Act 233 of 2023, which governs renewable energy projects, a motion to cap county zone solar development at 1,500 acres failed to go through for lack of support, with members continuing to debate how to determine a fair limit. And during final public comments, residents urged the commission to prioritize local voices over utility interests and to disclose any potential conflicts. Commissioner Kim Rosenthal noted that the conflict of interest rules are outlined in the bylaws and must be applied case by case. The meeting adjourned at 9:08 p.m. The next Planning Commission meeting has been scheduled for November the 5th at 7 p.m. in room 305 of the Huron County building. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Are you looking for a premium used vehicle that comes with a powertrain warranty? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. I have a great selection of SUVs right now and a van that you need to come take for a test drive before they're gone. First up is the 2022 GMC Acadia SLT. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has heated and cooled seats, heated steering wheel, navigation, dual moonroof, power liftgate, lane keep assist, collision detection, backup camera, remote start, and a 3.6 liter V6 with 109,000 miles. I'm asking $22,380. I also have a 2020 Chevy Traverse. It's all-wheel drive and has heated cloth seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, power liftgate, backup camera, and automatic brakes. It's powered by a 3.6 V6 with 93,000 miles. I'm asking $23,480. I also have a 2018 Lincoln MKC that's all-wheel drive. It has heated seats, both front and rear, a heated steering wheel, memory seats, automatic wipers, and remote start. It only has 46,000 miles, and I'm asking just $19,980. And last up is a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT with stow-and-go seats, power liftgate, heated leather seats, and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth, backup camera, and remote start. It has 87,000 miles, and I'm asking $16,580.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Hurricane Melissa is roaring towards Jamaica with destructive Category 4 winds and was expected to strengthen even further before making landfall on the Caribbean nation with up to 30 inches of rain and a life-threatening storm surge. U.S. forecasters say some areas could get 40 inches of rain. Melissa's center was forecast to move over Jamaica on Tuesday, across southeast Cuba on Tuesday night, and then across southeastern Bahamas on Wednesday. The slow-moving storm has caused 4 deaths already in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Melissa also had 145-mile-per-hour winds and could become a Category 5 storm sometime today. A storm surge up to 13 feet could affect coastal areas near where Melissa is making landfall. And in other national and international news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has posted a notice on its website saying federal food aid will not go out on November the 1st as originally planned as the government shutdown continues to drag on. The cutoff would expand the impact of the impasse to some of the Americans that are most in need unless a resolution is found in just the next few days. The notice comes after the Trump administration said it will not tap roughly $5 billion in contingency funds to keep the benefits flowing into November. The Trump administration continues to blame Democrats, who say they will not agree to reopen the government until Republicans negotiate with them on extending expiring subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.